The stage is now set for a vote by the Waucomico County Council on a set of proposed tax incentives for downtown Salisbury and Marina development. This is Don Rush. It's known as the Hotel or Residential Incentive Zone Program. Salisbury City Council has already given its approval, and it would provide tax breaks for projects and improvements worth $10 million. It also requires that 75% of the total square footage be devoted to hotel or residential development. Mike Dunn is president and CEO of the Greater Salisbury Committee, which supports the measure.
It's going to be a tough fight from all indications. There are certainly some council members fully in support of it. And there are certainly from, again, the tea leaves or the what I'm hearing and literally listening to, there are council members against it. I think it's worth noting that in order to even consider this Horizon Tax Credit, both the city of Salisbury and Waucomico County had to get enabling legislation out of the General Assembly in Annapolis. We can't do this without their okay. This concept of creating this Horizon Tax Incentive Program was passed unanimously in the House of Delegates and unanimously in the State Senate. There's Republicans and Democrats in both of those chambers. And it was also then signed into law virtually immediately by Governor Hogan.
So lay out for me the kind of tax incentives that we're talking about.
So these are big ticket projects. And the designated area right now under consideration is downtown Salisbury. We think this is a great tool to incentivize investors both within our community and more importantly from outside our community who have expressed interest in coming here. So we think that this is a key next step to really push this long-desired, decades-long-desired, getting beds and heads, getting people living in downtown Salisbury.
You've been here a very long time. You grew up here. What do you envision then for downtown if all of this plays out? Not only downtown, but obviously the marina as well. What do you envision?
This is absolutely an existential difference. It's a paradigm change. It's a complete opportunity for the city of Salisbury and other cities, places like Asheville, North Carolina, Charlottesville, Virginia. They weren't all always these great downtowns. The great revitalization effort that's going on in downtowns across the country, there's no reason that downtown Salisbury can't be that. So if we get these new residences downtown, you get people there. You get a different kind of person. You get doctors who are new to town, Purdue Farms executives, retirees, young folks who aren't ready to have a house in the suburbs. It would just create an entire new vibrancy, a whole new cultural experience. And as I've said this to Mayor Day before, if any of this could happen, I think Salisbury could suddenly become a cool city, like some of those other places I just mentioned.
Mike Dunn, President and CEO of the Greater Salisbury Committee. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.